You're listening to Those Two IM Guys podcast. You'll find interviews, reviews, and interesting topics discussed inside with your hosts, Tony Earp and James Kennedy. So, what are you waiting for? Get inside!
Hi, and welcome to Those Two IM Guys. It's been that long since I've said it. We've been out the loop for quite a while, which has been really interesting, and we'll share that information during the call. But before we do that, we have got an incredible person that we're going to be talking to today, and I'm going to pass it over to my partner in crime, Tony, introduce who we've got today.
Hi, James. Great for us to be back. Today we've got fantastic vendor Steve Miller, who's going to tell us all about his new product launching very soon. Steve, how are you today?
I'm very well, thanks. Yourself?
Yeah, pretty good. Hectic day as always, but doing very, very well, thank you. Great to have you back on Those Two IM Guys. There you go, James, I got it right.
You did, Those Two IM Guys. It's been that long. It used to just flow off the tongue so easily for me, but obviously been out the loop for 6 months doing my other couple of projects, then it's been a bit of a challenge coming back, but absolutely delighted to be back, and especially to have, in my opinion, our favourite vendor that we promote, Steve Miller, because Steve, your products, as always, are at a different level. The training is so intensive, and you go to like geek out levels way more than anybody that I know would, so that I don't have to. And that's what I totally love about you. So tell us, as we always start with, I know obviously you've probably been running out of random facts, we've had you on that many times, but tell us a random fact about you, Steve, to get the ball rolling.
A random fact. A random fact. I had a birthday last week. That's a
happy birthday.
Fairly random.
Belated happy birthday.
Thank you. Okay, actually, no, here's a better random fact. Within a week and a day, it's my birthday and my mum's.
Right.
That's an interesting.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a present that was for her.
Maybe not. I don't know. We're still out on that one, I think.
So Steve, so me and Tony have seen this product already. Mm-hmm. It has just come out, and we're obviously pulling you back because we never had the opportunity to do the call before the launch, and we really wanted to give our guys the opportunity to see what you brought out, because it's nothing short of sensational for what you've brought out. So please tell us the product name and all about the product.
Well, It started when I was in holiday on Wales, and I didn't just sit on a whale. It started in Wales, and I was thinking about, you know, what can you do next? What have I already done that I can then translate into a product? And I thought back to the where I started out in business was in web design, and in working with agencies and doing graphic design and doing things like that. And I thought, well, what everybody's crying out for right now is the ability to make their own income, is to have that own business, to build a lifestyle. And that's what this course is all about. It's not about getting an agency that's going to make you millions and millions of pounds. You can do that if you want, but for most people, actually, that's not what you want. Most people just want to be able to put food on the table, have a little bit of money left over, go on some nice holidays, and not be absolutely stressed out at work all the time. That's where most people are. And so I wanted to do something that showed you how to do that. And that's where I came up with Outsourcer's Apprentice, which is a great name. And I realized well after I started promoting it that actually there's a book called that as well.
Is there? Oh, was
yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah.
I mean, obviously being from a magic background, when it just sounded like the Sorcerer's Apprentice, which I found really incredible. And what I did love was some of the kind of graphics that you put in the platform. Because obviously
those are all AI generated. I'm getting really into this sort of I'm a content creator. That's kind of how I started into this stuff. And so, yeah, I've been playing with AI art because I think it's really amazing. I'm doing a project at the moment, and it's just a personal project just to get myself more au fait with using graphics like this, where for the last bit of Halloween, I'm doing a, like a Halloween advent calendar. So it's a short story a day that'll fit into an Instagram post and some AI generated art for that.
And it's phenomenal. I've been following it. I was looking at today's as well. And the other day ago, I actually used one with the kind of succubus.
Yes.
The kind of like the teenager one with the kind of school uniform. My printer was not playing up. So I printed it out and it was stunning. And I gave it to my daughter. She's like, "What's that for?" I'm like, "Well, it's awesome. Just have it." So I don't want it. I'm like, "I'm going to put it on the wall myself." Is that good? It's really cool.
Awesome.
But what I wanted to say is outsourcing is incredible because this is something that both me and Tony have been looking into for quite a while. Tony's been down a different route. I had bought a really high ticket product to buy this, which is, I don't want to kind of compare them because it's not fair to compare them, but I love what you do, so I'm biased, right? Mm-hmm. But when you can actually outsource people from third world countries and pay them handsomely for what they're doing to where they live and their cost of living, you can make an incredible income. And the beautiful thing, and it really resonated when you were speaking about it, the fact that this is for people that are looking to make a bit of money to pay a little extra holiday and have less stress in their life. This business, you could travel the world. Once you've got your contacts up and you know what you're doing, you could travel the world and live in these kind of third world countries like a king or a queen or whatever you want to be, a donkey or a tree that day, whatever it may be these days. You need to make sure that you're ticking all boxes. So, and literally live such a fantastic life and still being so competitively priced to the marketplace here in the Western world. It's just ridiculous. And it just blows me away. What do you think yourself, Tony?
I think it's outsourcing is the key to a lot of things. I've outsourced a lot of stuff in the past, especially, you know, software development and things like that. And I think Steve's product, given the current is gold dust to be grabbing hold of, really.
One of the things I'd say about, you know, the whole outsourcing thing is the course starts at, look, I'll be totally honest, it's not one of those things where you press a button and you make money at the end of it, because which ones of those work? There's maybe one or two products that you can do that with, and even then the money that you get is like trickles of bits here and there. They're not worth the time usually. You've got to do a bit of work, but the whole point of this course is to get you set up in a business that other people want, a proper agency that is selling a service, a good quality service that other people want, and for you to slowly step away from that business to the point where the business is working by itself. Now, let me let you into a little secret here. This is the same process that massive entrepreneurs, people like Tony Robbins, people like Gary Vaynerchuk do, when they say, "Oh, we built a business and we sold it," this is what they're doing. You know, so you could, if you wanted to, just keep doing that, keep building businesses, keep selling them on, make millions. The problem is that takes a hell of a lot of time. The more time that you spend doing your business, the better the business will be. But again, I want to focus on people getting the lifestyle that they need, because that's actually so much more important. It's so much more important to be able to say, you know, well, this weekend I'm doing this with the kids, or, you know, my wife and I are going away on holiday. It's so much more important to be able to do that, because the whole culture of, okay, you just keep hustling until you've got all of this money. Where do you go from that? What do you do at that point?
Yeah.
I know what will happen, because it's happened to so many people before. You will either burn out, or you'll get to a point where the only thing that you've got left in your life is the next thing that you're making, the next business that you're making. And it's not good for anybody. That's the sort of thing that ruins relationships. That's the sort of thing that will kill any social life that you might have. And look, as we all get older, you know how much that decreases anyway, just by dint of the fact that people move on and move around and so on and so forth.
I think you could have this conversation about 15 years ago, Steve, because it would have helped me a lot.
But it's true, isn't it? It's you have to put into place something, first of all, that is going to give you enough money to live. And secondly, something that is going to not be so stressful that you're there every few minutes. Sure, right at the beginning, your first few months, that first time when you're building up the business, yeah, you're going to be working on it a lot more. But again, the whole point of this is to slowly step away, to get to a point where your job is just to overlook the business, maybe have a hour and a half's meeting with everybody every week and say, this is where we are. This is where we need to be. This is what I want you to do this week.
Yeah.
And then you go away and you live the life that you want to live, because that is so much more important. Than...
Live to work, not work to live. Yeah,
definitely. Definitely.
Absolutely.
So for somebody that wants, sorry guys, for somebody that wants an additional income, Steve, where they can pretty much over time automate the process mm-hmm. and then step back, mm-hmm. this sounds like it's the perfect training for that type of person, yeah?
Well, I think not only that, if you want to replace your day job, if that's where you are, then this will do it. And I know that this will do it because it's the system that I used to move from being employed by somebody doing website design to having my own web company. And I had my own video company as well, video production company as well. So both of those things were done because I was able to go, all right, well, I'll use this same process again and do the same thing. Otherwise, I'd never been able to build those things up. Now, whether you end up liking the company that you build is a completely different matter, but that's the real benefit of this. You can build something up that is making money, and so therefore it is an asset. Somebody can buy that off you. And if you suddenly go, I want to do this instead, you can do it in the same way that all of those other entrepreneurs that are already using systems similar to this are doing exactly the same thing.
Yeah, for many, many years.
Sorry, James, I was just going to ask Steve a question there. So Steve, who would you say is your main target audience for this?
I think if you are in a position now where you've tried a lot of online marketing stuff and it hasn't worked, this is the traditional business approach that actually does work and has a big track record for working behind it as well. If you're somebody who is fairly new to the sort of the online space and you're going, well, I know I want to do something, but what do I do? This will give you some stepping stones into deciding the sort of business that you might want to build and actually getting you out there and making your first dollar doing the work, essentially.
Yeah. And as you said before, Steve, you know, keep away from all these push button, make $1 million programs, softwares and everything else, because we both know they just don't work. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure myself, James and you have bought our fair share of them ourselves over the years. So we know from personal experience that they don't work. Yeah.
Being somebody who was doing a lot of reviews for stuff, I actually got to see without actually getting hold of, I got hold of the products without actually having to pay for them for a while. And you see very quickly, you go, but this is rubbish. This isn't the sort of thing that I would pay that money for. So, that is a real eye opener when suddenly you see so many of these products released that suddenly people are giving you access to them and you're going, well, this is no better than this and it's way worse than this.
Yeah.
I found I found a really great way to become almost a millionaire.
Yeah.
Speak to Warrior Plus and JVZoo and ask them for to give me a refund for all the things I bought. and it's amazing because I was that guy, Tony, and we've spoke about this. I was the perpetual buyer of product and courses, et cetera, et cetera. And I look at how much, actually, I think it was a couple of years ago where business was really good elsewhere. And I was always buying these, I'm going to do this one day. And then I looked and I had genuinely spent over £15,000 in 1 year when I went to my tax return.
Shiny object syndrome, James. It's real. It's a real thing.
It's a real thing. It really is. And guys,
we all get it. And we all get it for a matter of different things as well. I mean, I buy kit for cameras and stuff that I probably don't need, to be fair, but I like having it. I got a thing last year, this time last year, because I got a bad wrist and I can't hold my big lens. I've got a birding lens, wildlife thing. So it's quite a big, heavy lens. And this is a bracket that sits on a tripod. And I used it on a tripod to put out the back window so I could take pictures of the birds on the bird feeder, and that's the only time I've ever used it. But still, it was worth buying for what it was. But it's the same thing, whether it's people getting so much gear for the project that they like that they actually they don't use half of it, or whether it's buying these things because somebody's made a promise of something. You've got to just do something and then stick at it and keep going with a thing. Choose the direction that you want to go and just go with it. Otherwise, you'll never get anywhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
You just end up running around in circles, achieving nothing, basically.
Yeah.
Buying product and training course after product and training course and just going around these circles. Yeah, I mean, obviously, I've had the benefit of seeing your training, Steve, for this particular product. And if anybody wants to build a long-term sustainable income online, of whatever level, whether they want that to be a part-time, full-time, whatever their personal needs are, then this is going to be a great opportunity for them, yeah?
For sure. And as I say, I mean, like, obviously, you were talking about your video stuff and things as well, Steve. I mean, like, one of the first products we promoted for you was sensational, you know. I mean, your video production and everything that you put in, things just lights me up, you know. It's incredible, you know, and I just love seeing, when I speak to people, and you know, obviously, with those previous products that are, I believe are relaunching very, very soon. As I say, even now, I still tell people, I'm like, listen, this is what you need to get. You're asking me all these complicated questions that I can explain kind of, but I know a guy that's really into that, that can make it sound way simpler than I ever could. And he just does it so fast, and you just get it, you know. So as I say, as far as training goes, we had a question, do you have full training available? You are the training. You epitomize what training should be across the board. Well,
let me tell you that I try and do this for all of the products that I put out. If you buy the front end of this product, you're not going to get to the end of it and go, oh, well, I didn't get the upgrade, so therefore I can't do something. That's not how I'm building courses. I want a course that by the end of it, you can go, oh, right, well, now I know the stuff that I needed to know. And that's the same right across the funnel for this. I've got three products that are in the funnel. They are connected but different. So if I could explain those for a second.
Please, because it was going to be my next question.
I see, a consummate professional.
Yeah. You're ahead of the game, Steve.
Yes. More segues than the transport department. Where was I? Right, so the funnel. I've got three products in here that I think are actually pretty good, solid training for people who don't necessarily know where they need to be. The first one, Outsourcer's Apprentice, we've been talking about. If you want to build a business and you want to do it in a way that you're not going to be impacted by that business too much, you know, it's the old promise of online stuff that you can come and do digital marketing and you'll never have to work again. It's nonsense. But, you know, what you can do is you can build a business that allows you to start doing that. And that's the way that, again, big entrepreneurs have been doing that. The next product is called Web Wizard Academy. And if you decide that the thing that you want to provide is web design, well, this is where I share some of the stuff that I have learned. I've got a degree in multimedia and media communications, and that was back in the early 2000s. So in the early 2000s, that was about web design and interface design and all of that sort of thing. So I'm sharing stuff with you there. So if you want a web design agency, what this product does is not only show you how you can build a website. Now, obviously, you want to outsource this stuff, but understanding it is a really great idea. But not only does it show you that, what I'm doing is revealing the secrets of websites that cost $10,000 and upwards of $10,000. Because the big secret is, actually, they're not that dissimilar from websites that cost $500. But here, you get the whole process, how you deal with a client, so that you can take them from somebody who just wants to sign up with you all the way through to actually delivering a product for them, delivering a website for them that delivers for their business, which I think that's the secret sauce that people have missed in this. The third product is called the Fame Engine. And once you've stepped away from your product, your business rather, once you have that overview, there is something that you really need to do, and that's to be the person that promotes your business. You know, people will buy into you, and the Fame Engine allows you to do that. It shows you the way. I learned this actually from a comic when I was writing stand-up back in the late 90s, old school comic, who said, no, the way to actually get famous is this, and then you can use that to leverage, you know, audiences for talks or whatever it is you want to do. And so this process shows you exactly how you can leverage little bits of writing in order to become well known in your industry and to get up right to the top of those things if you want to. But it all of those, all of that action, being able to say, hey, I'm a writer and I've been featured in, you know, MSNBC or on Fox News or on CBS or whatever it is, all of those things are going to aid your business because they're all going to play into this idea that you are right at the top of your game, and that it's your business that people want to come to. And I can promise you, if you get to a point where you've stepped away enough from your business, you'll want something to keep you occupied. This is a really great thing to keep you occupied. Not only that, but it's fun to do, and it gives you this level of authority that you just can't get anywhere else.
Gives you that credibility that a lot of clients are looking for, basically.
Yeah, and then some. I mean, if you wanted to, if it was your ideal to do that, you could work through this process to a point where you could appear on, you know, Oprah or something like that, some of the big TV shows that you wanted to. It's up to you, but the basic way of doing this to get notice, to get authority from being in various different places, to get somebody phoning up saying, hey, we need somebody for an interview, could you be on television today?
Yeah,
you know, or can you be on this radio show?
So you're giving people the tools and the knowledge on how to enhance that credibility.
Yeah.
Just before I forget to ask you, what are the price points on the front end and all the OTOs, please, Steve?
Well, at the moment, I think they're all on sale for $295, but we are doing a special just for you guys where I'm going to take it back down to launch pricing. And I think that was $37 on the front end. So that's Outsourcer's Apprentice. I think it was $67 on Web Wizard Academy and then $97 on the Fame Engine.
Yeah. Okay, fantastic. And I can speak on behalf of both myself and James. We really appreciate you doing that for our audience, Steve.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Absolute pleasure.
Took a little bit of begging, to be fair. It did. But, we got there in the end. Oh, thank you. Because, as I say, I mean, it was one of those things that we had been out of the loop. You know, I spoke to Tony when you were launching it. I was like, we need to try and do this. I'm like, are we going to have time to get those two IM guys back up and running? Because I've been working really heavy on my kind of transformational coaching stuff. And I've been working on this new platform that I've been working really hard on. Mm-hmm. And I've been away running we're talking about like lifestyle jobs and businesses. I have got the business, the dream business, looking behind us right here. This is a picture I took of Inverary Castle with my drone. You know, I run a tourism business, and you couldn't pay me £1 billion to walk away from that business. That is my absolute, where I live in a very industrial area, you know, and it's kind of concrete and brickwork and everything. And I just hate Scotland in the rain. But when I get the opportunity to spend summer traveling and showing people all around from around the world my beautiful country, it blows me away. You know,
it's an amazing place. I mean, I'm my mother and I are big fans of, there's a program called Escape to the Country on in the UK where people in cities go and try and find houses in the country that they want to live in. And some of my favorite ones have been in Scotland, mostly over in the Ayrshire area. But it's just such an amazingly beautiful place. And
whiskey up there as well.
Yes.
Aaron, I think we've had this conversation before.
We have had this conversation before, Yeah.
I mean, I'm from a big city myself originally, Steve, and I've lived in the country for 17, 18 years. I would never, ever go back to a big city ever again.
We're very lucky. We live in the suburbs. I live with my mum. I did live with my mum and dad, but dad died sadly earlier this year. And we live in the suburbs, but we live in the Cotswolds.
Yeah.
And that makes all the difference. It really does. Yeah. To be able to get in a car and in about half an hour, you're either in the Forest of Dean or you're out in the countryside somewhere, you know, to have that open space, it's gorgeous. It really is gorgeous. Yeah. And yet you don't need to compromise living in a suburb for it. So
no, I mean, it's a massive difference. It's a massive difference living where you live, Steve, there, as you just explained, to somewhere like, you know, Manchester, Liverpool, Newcastle.
Or even, you know, on the edge of London, you know, Staines or somewhere like that. It's still, there's still too much conurbation, I think. And that.
Well, the good thing is, Steve, if you ever decide to sell your house in the Cotswolds, you can come to Scotland and buy a city.
Funnily enough, we have looked at a few of the properties on there and we've gone, we could afford that just about, but we could afford that.
It's so, incredible what you value yeah. for money you get in Scotland. I mean, this one that you see behind me here, I mean, that's only going for like £300,000, not much. Yeah, but no, it's, as I say, so, I mean, it's great to have, and you, going back to the conversation we had earlier, where kind of where people are sacrificing their family life in aid of their business. I mean, I have destroyed relationships, family relationships, access to my daughter and things like that because of working all the time.
But we all have, and it's one of those things that I regret with Dad dying this year. I didn't spend as much time with him that I wanted to, and I pretty much everybody that I know who's had a similar situation will say exactly the same thing.
Yeah, and again, I mean, like for me, like kind of having all the businesses I did, and this is going to be the most controversial thing you'll probably ever hear me saying. COVID happening was probably the best thing that ever happened to me because it allowed me to stop and think and reevaluate. And now my lifestyle is so much better because kind of clearing off our mortgage and things like that during lockdown because we started to think creatively and make money online and things like that. And now it's like, oh, you're phoning for me to do something on a Saturday or Sunday. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I spend time with my family. Before it would be like, yeah, give me it, more money, more money, more money. And this here, what you've brought out with the Outsourcer's Apprentice is giving people the opportunity to run a different business as an add-on to allow them to clear that mortgage off or reevaluate what they need to do to then take that time off from their work where they can say, well, I'll work so many, but I won't be working Saturday and Sunday, or I will be buying my season ticket for that football team, or I will be going that vacation to Florida, or whatever that may be. This is going to give those people the opportunity to do that and then scale it and eventually walk away from that job or business that they had already and be obviously using the opportunity of leveraging other people's time and efforts and skills.
And actually, one of the best ways of starting to do this is if you are already in work and you've got a little bit of disposable income. You don't need a lot, but with that little bit of disposable income, you can start the process of hiring a freelancer. And you wouldn't do it for client. I say in the course, you never, ever get yourself into debt on another client's work. You always make sure they pay for it first, because it's the way that the world works, right? You know, they're not going to get stuff from you if you can't then afford to get the stuff done. But just for a little bit of work, you can then pay somebody to do some prospecting for you. Well, what does that mean? That means that they're going to bring in a load of leads, and your job at that point is to email those leads to see if they're interested in the service that you're going to offer. Now, that's pretty much it. That's pretty much the job that you have to do. And once, and again, we go through everything else in the course, but once they're in, you then put them into a system that you're going to build yourself that will work the way that you want it to work. So try and leave this as open-ended as possible so you can make those decisions, so you can have that that control, because everyone's going to be a little bit different. But you know, the point is that you put them into a system that is going to guarantee that they are happy with the work, are happy with the process. And dealing with those clients once you've got them on board is so much of the job. But most of that stuff, you don't have to do yourself. You just have to tell somebody else how you want the thing to do. And that's it.
And again, as you say, if you've got a full-time income, you don't really need to make that much from this to start with. You know, you can put in a little bit more to allow it to grow. But again, again, a lot of people that will be watching this is obviously speaking native English, you know. So we know that we all get these emails from like, hi, I'm Gupta in India and I'm going to, I can build you a website. And the English, a lot of these emails you get, they're not very, very well written. But, you know, when you could, I mean, like somebody like yourself or Tony or myself, we could create a little YouTube video and say, hi, I'm James. I run XY agency. And, you know, I'm sure that you need a lot of stuff done in your business. Just to let you know that I'm your local guy. I can get whatever you've done. I've got a huge team of people that can bring all this together for you. And we can, because we have such a big team, we can get this done fast. We can build
a professional way to do things, my friend, isn't there? And there's a non-professional way to do things. What Steve's course is showing users is how to do things the right way, absolutely, in a professional way. Absolutely. I think what's also important about what we've already discussed is finding that work-life balance. Because again, with Steve's course, it's allowing people to decide how much they want to scale that business.
Oh, absolutely.
And how much they want to step back from it. So, you know, because as entrepreneurs, as we all know, we can be very obsessive, can't we?
Don't know what you mean.
Very true. No, it is absolutely true. And, you know, if you go into this thinking, well, okay, how much do I earn right now? It's going to be, what's the UK average, is something like 35,000 a year or something like that. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's 32. Let's say it's 35,000. That means it's about 3,000 a month. Well, if that's your target, 3,000 a month, and you're getting on people who are doing contracts of, you know, $500 a time, and that's going to be every month, because you can get recurring contracts for various different services. Sure. Make sure you do a service that's got a recurring contract if that's what you want. So you don't need many people to hit that 3,000 limit's the wrong thing, goal, target. Yeah. And you know what I would suggest is you probably need twice as many people as you think, because about half of that money you'll give to the freelancers, to the people who are actually working for you. But then those are recurring incomes that you've got every single month. And then you can go, okay, do I want to build this a bit further? All right, well, let's move into building it further. Or you can step back for a bit and have some time off. But that's up to you. And that's the point. It's up to you. There's a really great story. I'm rambling a bit. It's a really great story about a rat in a cage, two rats in a cage. And one of them, it gets electrocuted every time so that every time the scientists feed them, it gets electrocuted. And that rat is disheveled, and it's got hair falling out, and it's developed cancer, and it's, you know, terrible state. And the rat in the next cage has a button. And he can press the button whenever he wants. And when he presses the button, he gets electrocuted, but he also gets fed. And that rat is perfectly fine. He's the height of health. And the difference between those two is just that one rat has the button. That one rat has the choice themselves. And that's the difference between working for somebody else and working for yourself. It was life-changing for me, absolutely life-changing.
Good story.
And you know, I would love other people to be able to do it. And I should say, actually, whilst, you know, I launched on a Friday, by the Tuesday, somebody had posted in my group and said that they'd already gone out and they'd already got a contract for, they'd already made their first bit of money and they'd already got a contract for something else.
Fantastic.
So that's less than 4 days of having the product, and they were able to actually make something with it.
Fantastic.
All the tools are there, Steve, and that's the really beautiful thing about that. The platform is all there for people, because, as you say, it's not like, oh yeah, we're going to give you just this little piece of the puzzle. No, you need to go and spend a gazillion pounds on the next 500 OTOs. You're not that guy. You bring everything to the table. And, you know, guys, if you're watching this video right now, I can't say it enough. If you buy something from Steve, you're going to get 100x the value of what you're paying for. Just realize what you're paying for is still, even at full price, if you come back to this video down the line and it is $300 per piece, I would say you've got $10,000 quite simply of a business in a box right now. Treat it like that, because if don't discount this because the price he's brought down for us to do us a favor to kind of give you the opportunity. This is worth every penny and then some. This guy really digs deep. And he puts in all that time and effort that you and me genuinely just won't do. He's wired different, and that's why I love to have him on side. You know, he just...
That's because he's got that electrical button, James.
Yeah, he's exactly, his brain now. He just keeps going, you know.
James, as you know, I personally review a lot of products each week. And I mean a lot of products, yeah. And 99% of them, I just won't even consider promoting. For obvious reasons. One thing I can say about Steve's products is that when I review them, it's obvious to me, one, the knowledge that goes into them, but to the love that goes into them as well. Because what one thing I've noticed, Steve, is you it's all the little things, you know, mm-hmm. all the things that you, the tiny details that you take the extra time to add in there that makes all the difference, especially in training courses, mm-hmm. as far as I'm concerned anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as I say, usually we ask if you had $100 and you were going to start a business tomorrow with your laptop and just the knowledge you have, Steve, I think it's probably apparent what you would do. You know, but you can tell me.
Okay, $100 on the laptop. I think, I mean, you could set up a business really fairly simply. The laptop, that's going to give you a website that you can go to Wex and get a website if you don't know what you're doing. But there's plenty of places where you could go and build your own website. So all you'd need is a bit of money for hosting. That's what, $5 a month, something like that, just to start off with. And then, yeah, you'd go out, you'd find a service and you go, okay, that I can sell this to these people. You go and sell it to those people. And it's that simple.
Is that simple?
I think this is a problem, Steve, isn't it? That there's so many people out there that make it sound so way over complicated to earn an income online.
And I've got very bored with the basics. Yeah, I've got very bored with the idea of, you've got to have a funnel and you've got to do this. And I was talking to somebody about putting one of my courses on ClickBank because they got to have a life after being on Warrior or Zoo or whatever. And he said, oh, yeah, all you need to do is to make a webinar and to make this series of videos. And I thought, surely you can sell a product without needing all of that stuff, because we used to. And I know that there are other people who are selling via Instagram ads and stuff who absolutely do make money by selling those products straight, you know, with nothing else. They just come onto in there. So I think we do overcomplicate things. And one of the people that I used to work with is called Carrie Lynn Dean. She's the success coach. I used to help her do a lot of video stuff. And one of the things that she said was version one is better than version none. So, and various different people have said, oh, you've got to get, you know, the minimum viable product to be able to get onto the market. Now, I don't like doing that. I like to put a bit more time and effort into stuff.
I've noticed.
But the fact is that you could do that. You could do like a minimal viable product. But as long as it delivers the results that you want your students to get from it, or you want your clients to get from it. That's really the secret to a good business at the end of the day, is making sure that your clients are getting the results that they need.
Sure.
And something that we were speaking about yesterday, Tony, talking about people that are in the offline world, you know, the kind of local niche businesses and things.
Yeah.
That plumber is really great at being a plumber. He's not got any interest in building a website or finding ways to get leads to, you know, he just pays.
Yeah, marketing his business or anything like that. He knows about his trade and that is it. Yeah.
And you know, and the fact that if you're someone who can reach out to those people that are local to you and they know that your address is within a 20 or 30 mile radius, they know that you're not someone that's made up a fake website and you're trying to rip them off. You know, you can stand behind the people that you bring on, you know, because you might have to be the person that's kind of communicating things to those people. But when you get that up and running and they know what that client needs every single month, you've done the work once there and that residual income comes in and in and in. And as long as the client is getting more value than he's paying for, he ain't going anywhere or she ain't going anywhere.
There's a thing about that as well, that if you're somebody who is local to anyone and you're selling a service and you're relying on that person then to not badmouth you and say, oh, well, yes, the service that I've got is good. You're going to do a good job for them. At least you're going to try your damnedest to do a good job for them, because the last, if they then go and say, no, this was a terrible decision, don't go and do it, that's your business ruined.
Absolutely.
You know, you've got so much skin in the game by being the local person who is available to do something, that you're in a much better position than a big company who might have all of these resources, but as far as many people are concerned, they are the faceless entity. And that's why you have this thing called costly signaling, where a company spends an awful lot of money on something like, a good example of this is the Sanyo sign in London, which isn't there anymore, but Piccadilly Circus used to have a big Sanyo sign up there. Well, that was Sanyo going, not only can we afford to put our name on a big building in your metropolis in somewhere which is the most expensive thing to do, but because we've done that, you're going to trust us, we're not going to run away with your money, that we're not just fly-by-night merchants, we're not trying to scam you or anything. You having that skin in the game is saying exactly the same thing. We're not going to try and scam you because we rely on good customers in our area in order to get the good feedback. And you know, the secret is there. That's true no matter where you're selling it. So if you are based in Britain and you're selling a thing in America, it doesn't matter that you're that remote. What matters is that the people feel that you're local, feel that you have that skin in the game.
Yeah, absolutely.
And things definitely like where local businesses are concerned. You know, they don't want that faceless entity, do they? They want that communication.
Yeah.
They want to, that relationship building,
Yeah. The flexibility, Tony, as well, you know, because when you're a small business, you can go the extra mile for that client because it's like you're not a person with systems in place. Oh, no, computer says no. I'll give you a brief example. I love a chicken sandwich from McDonald's with a slice of cheese and a slice of tomato, right? I used to be able to get that. Now, they don't have a button to put tomato on the cheese and the cheese. The chicken sandwich. I'm like, well, charge me for two slices of cheese and put a slice of tomato. No, we can't do it. It's like, it's a slice of tomato. You know, when people get big companies and big systems, there's no flexibility. They're so rigid. And if you're a small business that does something a little bit different from the norm, they can't accommodate you. As opposed to
if you went for that same sandwich in your local deli, it wouldn't be a problem, would it?
Not a problem. No. Would you like an extra grind of salt or pepper on it? You know,
not only that, if you said to your deli, I really like this combination of stuff, not only will they make it for you, but after a while, they would know that you want it and they would pre-make it for you. That's the difference with being local. You can give a better service. And actually, that's something that and this isn't in the course, that one of the great things that you can do when you're promoting yourself is just to be that little bit more local, just to give people stuff that they appreciate. And that, and again, that's why a lot of businesses who are local businesses essentially, but they're maybe more corporate, will sponsor theater productions in a particular area, or will sponsor art installations, or will do something like that, because it's their way of giving back to the community. As a small company, as somebody who is a single person and then you're farming your work out, the way that you can give stuff back is to say, okay, well, I'll get involved with maybe an Amtram group, or maybe, you know, a local charity or something like that, and I'll promote that charity to all of my customers. You don't need to do a lot with it. You just need to say, and then when the charity gets that check, it's your company that's been doing the fundraising, even though what you've been doing is you've gone to your customers and say, hey, we're fundraising for this, can you give us a bit of money? They don't really get the recognition for that, but you will. And again, you're local and you're building up that profile. So as with Fame Engine, it's all about building up authority in the right way. So what's Fame Engine will take you to like a national authority.
I think Fame Engine is going to be a huge benefit to our people. For sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Probably.
Steve, I know because your post-launch, you're kindly giving us a very special Those Two I Am Guys discount.
Yes, yeah.
For our viewers and listeners. Mm-hmm. Where's it being sold on? Is it still on Warrior Plus?
It's still on Warrior. I'll get you some. There'll be three coupons, because I think that's the way we have to do it on Warrior. And there'll be one for each product, but it will bring it back down to the launch pricing.
Okay, great. And, you know, even though it's post-launch, we're still going to put an amazing bonus package together, James, aren't we?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's going to be fantastic, as always.
And the link to that bonus package, so the bonus page will be below this video. So make sure you go check it out, guys, because it'll be amazing value for you, as always,
They don't call him Tony the King of Bonuses for nothing. He is the dude in the chair. He has got more bonuses than you can shake a stick at.
And it's, you see, me and Steve have completely opposite opinions about bonuses, too, don't we?
I mean, I don't like them, but then I also like to provide a product that is valuable enough so that you don't need them.
I get that completely.
Yeah.
But in the affiliate marketing space, it's the only way that you can compete because customers want the additional bonuses. They want extra value.
Mm.
That's just the reality.
That's very true.
And my piece of advice here, guys, and speaking of someone who has been exactly where you are, if you're like all about the bonuses, because I was always about the bonuses, don't go and look at the bonuses straight away. Please go and spend time on Steve's products because that's what you're buying. Those additional bonuses are things that we've got access to. Myself and Tony, we've got agency rights to certain products and things that would cost you way more than what you're going to pay for Steve's products. And they're going to be huge value to you. But after you've done the training. So do the training, get what you need out of it. And then these tools are really going to help bolster your business. We're going to really we're going to pull out the bag for you on this one. All right.
What I will say, James, is that all our bonuses are going to complement Steve's training.
Yeah.
They'll all be quality bonuses that they can use to help Steve, to follow when they follow Steve's
agency model. Absolutely.
Training, yeah.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Yeah.
All right. So all I've got to say is thank you so much, Steve, for bringing these discount codes back to our people. As I say, I'm really, really appreciative of that. And, you know, obviously I kind of grinded you that on that one a bit, you know, but I just feel that people would be so much better served because your products and your sales pages are never full of hypey nonsense, of inflated expectations and under-deliver. You always give way more than what you tell people. And sadly, in our world nowadays, it doesn't seem to... We're not rewarded for that honesty anymore. Mm. It seems to be... it's like, yeah, become a billionaire tomorrow for just $5. And it's not real, guys. Please, please, please stop wasting your money on these types of products. You know, it's not... If you want to see these products, do what we do. Become an affiliate marketer and get review access, and then you'll realise how empty they are, you know. But Steve's stuff is amazing. You will not see me promoting very many products these days because I'm very much about sustainability, evergreen business opportunities, and that's what Steve is always going to deliver. Anything that he puts his name to previously, and I hope going forward, will always be the same. And you'll find out if it is because we'll be doing a video on it. And if not, I would be very, very shocked and surprised because he is.
Well, I can tell you where I'm going kind of next. Like you mentioned earlier, we're relaunching Webcam Advantage next month at the original launch pricing, which I didn't think I'd do again, but it's I think it's worth it. And I think people kind of need that again, you know, it's at that time. And then what I want to focus on is sort of smaller products. So a lower price point for a start, but also I want to focus on doing one thing really well and getting that across. And I think that will probably build into a sort of membership thing over time, so you'd be able to come into the membership and get all of those access to those products. But
well, Webcam Advantage, I as you know, I've got videos out there on YouTube and people are still buying Webcam Advantage now at full price.
Mm-hmm.
And there's never a refund ever.
Yeah, I think in total across all of the launches I've done, I've had about 5 refunds. And one of those was somebody who bought it just after launch and thought they were getting the launch pricing and didn't. And 2 of them were people who apologized profusely for refunding. One of whom had just had to go into hospital and couldn't talk anymore. So they couldn't do the thing, you know.
That speaks volumes, Steve, doesn't it, about the quality of the products?
I would hope so, yeah.
Yeah,
the rate is a big factor, you know, and I think we all know from our experience in the industry that a lot of these other products out there, you know, regardless of what type of product it is, they may be making a lot of sales, but I'd love to see the actual refund rates because, as we know, sales copy's got a great way of persuading people that something is awesome when it's actually not.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Those copywriters get a lot to say, a lot to answer for, to be honest, you know.
It's true.
But I think coming from a place of sheer honesty and ethical and really over delivering, your product should be smashing way higher than most of these things that are out there, Steve. So hopefully some of our guys will see the opportunity, jump on board, especially with these ridiculously low price offers.
James, there's sorry, my voice is going today, guys. James, there's a reason why we ask Steve back on the show time and time again, and that's because we know the quality that he delivers in his products. It's as simple as that. We'll invite you back on for webcam advantage again, Steve.
Lovely.
And, yeah, we really appreciate you coming on today about Out Sorcerer's Apprentice.
It's an absolute pleasure.
Perfect, which is the perfect product name for this time of year, of course.
Yes, of course it is. Yes. But no, it's an absolute pleasure coming on. It's you know, great to see you guys again after gosh, it's been a while. It's earlier in the year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was last time. It was the sun was shining back then.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, but again, we're back now, and as I say, we are planning on creating quite a bit of content, and obviously it won't be as often as we did in the past. But we're going to try and deliver as much. We're going to try and do one a week. And there might be a few gaps here and there, but we're going to try to stay consistent as we possibly can. But again, we're not going to just create footage for filler, just to fill a gap. We want to make sure that we're bringing value, or we're bringing, putting a spotlight on incredible vendors like yourself, Steve. So
it's valuable content. It's valuable content, James, or no content, basically.
And guys, you're watching just now, and there has been a big gap. I'm sorry, that's down. I can't even take all the blame because you had a little sabbatical as well. You know, Tony.
But, I was nearly becoming that 1 AM guy.
Yeah, he coaxed me back out of retirement. But, you know, I'm delighted to be back, you know, because as I say, but I've got two really strong products that I'm passionate about, with tourism. And again, my new coaching platform that I've been working on. So, as I say, for me, I wanted to kind of give all that as much effort as I could, but I'm delighted to be back because there's a lot of good stuff that some people are just not getting to hear about because they're being inundated with nonsense for sale. And we want to really kind of at least make a dent so that if you're watching us, you're going to get some real value content.
Yeah, we only have great vendors and great products and services on this show, James. It's as simple as that. And,
as well as what we usually do with great insights as well, having our conversations.
Of course,
yeah. Product, you know, so yeah, it's not all about trying to sell you something, that's for sure.
No. But very big thank you to Steve again for coming on the show. We do appreciate you, Steve.
My pleasure.
Amazing, pleasure. Steve. Thanks once again. Okay, guys, so that's the end of Those Two IM Guys version 2.0. We're back and bigger and better than ever, certainly bigger after that season of food that I've been eating all around Scotland. So we'll see you all again soon in another episode of Those Two IM Guys. See you all later. Bye-bye. Bye.
Thanks for joining Those Two IM Guys today. We hope you enjoyed the show. Don't forget to tune in next time for more interesting subjects, hints and tips on running your internet marketing business.